The sound of machines at the mine can be heard from the miner's shack in what is called the Platinum Belt. It is here, 100 kilometers west of South Africa's capital city Pretoria, that 80% of the world's platinum is dug out. Walking back home after 8 hours of work, Nicholas is tired. Since last year, the 26-year-old miner spends his day in the dark, hundreds of meters underground. He says accidents can happen very fast.
Down there, there is a lot of injuries. Even the hanging wall, you know, the hanging wall. So sometimes the rocks falling, something like that too.
10,000 people live in Ikemeleng Township. Miners like Nicholas earn around $500 a month working for nearby mining companies such as Anglo American. They also get a living allowance of around $200 a month, not enough to find a decent accommodation close to the mine and avoid transportation costs. So the vast majority of them prefer sending the money to their families and live in nearby shacks. Norman Tobeli has been working here for 8 years. He says despite the frustration many miners feel, companies will always find a ready workforce.
The conditions sometimes you find workers work in, you find yourself sometimes working in an unsafe place, and then there's no way that you can deny sometimes because you need to work there.
His shack has no electricity, no running water, and the outside toilet is shared with two other families. The platinum industry has been here for a long time, but it was only after white minority rule ended that the miners got the right to protest and started to talk about their woes, which also include the impact of the industry on the environment. Since 2006, the Johannesburg-based Benchmark Foundation has been monitoring and studying the work and living conditions of the miners. Executive Director John Capel says the poverty of the miners has consequences for South Africa's welfare.
Those workers become a burden on the community, on local health facilities, on clinics, on everything else. So government needs to be looking at this and saying what is needed around the mining industry for workers, for communities. How can we improve the lives and working conditions? How can we implement laws?
But it is easier said than done when the lawmakers face a conflict of interest. Some ruling ANC officials are also trustees or stakeholders in some of these mining companies, making reform a difficult balancing act. Emily Yob for VOA News, Ikemeleng, South Africa.